Hello and welcome to the Imagineer Podcast, your unofficial guide to all things Disney. I am your host, Matthew Kroll, and this is episode number 12 of the Imagineer Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to have another attraction feature in which we are going to take a ride on another Disney attraction together through the technology of binaural audio. And if you've read the title of this episode, you will know that the attraction we are going to ride together today is none other than California Screamin' over at Disney's California Adventure in the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California. Now, for those of you who are following the Disney news, you'll realize that the timing of this episode coincides with the recent closure of California Screamin', which is now unfortunately considered to be an extinct attraction. But fortunately, the track layout for California Screamin' will remain intact for the most part as we move to a new attraction, none other than the Incredicoaster, which is going to coincide with the re-theming of Paradise Pier to Pixar Pier. And I know that a lot of Disney fans out there are debating whether or not they are looking forward to the Incredicoaster or if they really are going to miss California Screamin'. For me, it's a little bit of bittersweet. I love California Screamin'. In fact, it's my mom's favorite roller coaster, and it happens to be one of my favorites as well. And I am at the same time looking forward to the Incredicoaster. I do believe that the Imagineers have a lot of great plans in mind from what I'm seeing in the Disney theme park news, so I'm excited for the Incredicoaster as well. But of course, today we're going to be talking about California Screamin'. In particular, I'll tell you a few fun facts you might not have known about this attraction, tell you a little bit of history about how this ride was developed, and then take you along with me for, as I mentioned earlier, a binaural ride through of this attraction. In fact, we are going to go on this ride together twice, once from the front row and once from the middle of the train. They're slightly different experiences and wind exposure, and also slightly different in the launch sequence that you're going to hear with these recordings. I'll then come back at the end of the episode, tell you a little bit more about how you can connect with the Imagineer podcast and help to create and inspire the future of this show. So, without further ado, grab some headphones, pull up your favorite armchair, and enjoy this week's episode of the Imagineer podcast. California Screamin' is considered to be one of the classic attractions over at Disney California Adventure Park. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it is one of the opening day attractions that opened with California Adventure. The park opened on February 8th, 2001, and that is the same day that California Screamin' opened its doors as well. Of course, this roller coaster is one of the most exciting roller coasters at the Disneyland Resort. It is, in many ways, although this can really be argued, considered to be almost the West Coast equivalent of Rock and Roller Coaster, and that's really just for two reasons when you think about these Disney attractions. One has to do with the fact that these are both launched coasters and go to a similar top speed, and two is the fact that California Screamin' and Rockin' Roller Coaster are the only inverting roller coasters in the Disney parks in the United States. Of course, besides those two features, these roller coasters are, in fact, very different. And in California Screamin', there are a few things I just wanted to tell you about the history of this ride, as well as some of the facts about this attraction. Now, as I mentioned, it is one of the opening day attractions, and at least until January of 2018, was one of the only attractions that was open at California Adventure from day one to the present time. It launches you from 0 to 55 miles per hour in just a few seconds and reaches a top height of about 110 feet. The largest drop is a 108 foot drop, and it has that iconic inversion, that iconic loop that is featured in the middle of the ride. What many Disney fans might not know is, from a roller coaster perspective, it actually reaches a few records. It is the, since the Son of Beast closed in 2006, considered to be the longest looping roller coaster. It is also the third longest roller coaster in the world. In fact, the track is over a mile long. Just think about that. You're riding this attraction for over a mile. And that's one of the things that makes this attraction so great, is that it really is a lengthy roller coaster. It provides you with a few minutes of fun, whereas many other roller coasters are over in 1 to 2 minutes. And in addition to the launch, it also still features a traditional incline as well as a traditional drop, which gives this attraction several different features that make it a really terrific ride. One of the other features of this ride that makes it a lot of fun is, of course, the audio that you'll hear. And that is in two regards. One, the soundtrack of this ride is a ton of fun. It is reminiscent of a carousel, an old world amusement park. But then as you launch, it transforms into this real rock and roll soundtrack, which makes it really an exciting ride. And the music is timed perfectly and was designed to time perfectly with the attraction itself, including in case the ride is operating a little bit slower than usual or a little bit quicker than usual. You might notice that the soundtrack, when you ride it, or when you were able to ride it, does adjust to the speed of the train, which is actually a really cool feature of this roller coaster. The other part of this attraction that is related to audio is the launch itself. It has a really fantastic countdown that counts down, of course, from 5 to 1. In the original version of this attraction, the voice actor that you heard was none other than Dee Bradley Baker. For those of you who might not know this voice actor, he is one of the most prominent voice actors in the world of animation and even in the world of Disney attractions, and is probably one of the unsung heroes in many respects of voice acting, because he has been featured, as I mentioned, in not only a ton of cartoons and animation out there. In fact, he's the voice of Perry the Platypus and Phineas and Ferb. He has roles in Star Wars Clone Wars. He has just done so many. The list goes on and on, so I'd encourage you to look him up and see what he has done in the past. But also, he's very famous for doing a lot of Disney animals. In fact, if you go over to Pirates of the Caribbean, he is the voice of the parrot. So he's got a lot of history in the Disney parks and even in the Disney animation world. And he lent his voice, his real voice, rather than his animal voices, to California Screamin's original launch. Then, of course, you may have noticed that around the time that the California Adventure Park was transformed and went through that large multi-billion dollar renovation, they also changed the voice actor for California Screamin' and changed it over in late 2010 to another famous actor who is a huge Disney fan, who is none other than Neil Patrick Harris. And from that time in late 2010 till when the attraction closed in early 2018, Neil Patrick Harris was the voice of the attraction. He was featured in the safety spiel as well as the launch of the coaster. And they introduced a few different versions of the launch to add some diversity to those who ride this attraction multiple times, not to hear the exact same launch sequence over and over again, which also in that respect makes it pretty similar to Rock and Roller Coaster. But I'll end my comparisons there. This attraction, as I mentioned, is really one of the most exciting roller coasters at a Disney park. It is the longest roller coaster at a Disney park, and from just a roller coaster perspective on its own, is a really fun attraction, family friendly, and is great for thrill seekers of all ages and of all levels of intensity that they prefer with these kinds of roller coasters and attractions. So, enough of the history, right? Let's actually take a ride on California Screamin' together. I am first going to start with a binaural audio of the front row of this attraction. We'll start in the queue a little bit so you can hear some of the safety spiel and some of the queue sounds, and then we'll get onto this attraction together. We'll ride through it. We'll come back, rewrite it again. We'll get back in line and we'll ride it again from the middle row of this attraction. So because this was recorded with binaural audio, again, this is the type of technology that if you listen with headphones and especially either over the ear headphones or earbuds, you're going to hear sounds to your left and to your right that is really 3D and makes it sound like you are on the attraction itself, especially if you close your eyes. So if you're not currently wearing headphones, if you're not driving, if you have access to headphones or earbuds, I would encourage you to use them when you listen to the binaural audio to get the best audio quality. So let's hop onto California Screamin' together and enjoy this now extinct but classic attraction.
Can we wait for the front? This is the line.
Surf's up.
Well, I hope you enjoyed both of the binaural recordings, both from the front row and from the middle row. Again, they give you slightly different experiences, but at the end of the day, it's the same attraction, so it is essentially the same just from two different perspectives. What I want to do now is give you an extra special treat, which is the source audio for the attraction soundtrack. When you listen back with binaural recording, you get some wind and screams, and so it's not perfectly clear to hear how awesome the soundtrack is, but especially now that it's an extinct attraction, I want to have you listen to the soundtrack audio. So keep those headphones in and let's take a listen to the source audio for California Screamin'. And with that, we close out episode number 12 of the Imagineer podcast. I hope you enjoyed this attraction feature, riding California Screamin' together, taking a listen to the source audio for this attraction. I know, like so many of you, I really am going to miss this ride, but I am super excited for the Incredicoaster. I have full faith in the Imagineers that they're going to make Pixar Pier and the Incredicoaster both amazing experiences and amazing attractions. But I'm curious to hear from you what your thoughts are about California Screamin' and about the Incredicoaster. Are you going to miss California Screamin', or are you really more excited for the new attraction? If you've been on California Screamin' before, what do you love most about that ride? And if you've not been on that attraction, are you going to take the trip out to California to ride the Incredicoaster? Be sure to reach out to me on Facebook at Imagineer Podcast, on Instagram at Imagineer Podcast, or on Twitter at Imagineer Audio. You can send your thoughts and feedback there. I would love to hear all your thoughts regarding these two attractions. You can also email me at imagineerpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, I always want to remind you to please make sure, if you haven't already, to subscribe to the Imagineer podcast, whether you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, or on Podbean. Every subscriber really matters to me, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you haven't shared out the podcast, if you have Disney friends who might be interested in this kind of content, please be sure to share it out with them, whether you share it on any social media channel, or if you just let them know that the podcast exists. It really means the world to me. And of course, your ratings and comments do mean the world to me as well. I want to thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. And I want to remind you, as always, that if you can dream it, you can do it. Hello again, and I want to thank you for not only listening to the end of this podcast, but continuing to listen and realize that there's actually more to this podcast episode. And because you're listening all the way to the end, I do want to give you an extra special surprise. Of course, in this episode, we're talking all about California Screamin', and what some of you may know is that California Screamin' at one point was actually a little bit different. It was rockin' California Screamin' for a short time in 2007, and I happen to have the source audio for that experience. So before we officially close out this podcast episode, I want to take you along with me for a ride on Rockin' California Screamin'. Enjoy.
Cause I'm down for the state of Pennsylvania.